Hello, spiritually aligned mindset. Do you know how long I'm all giddy? Do you know how long it has been? It's been what, since 2019, since I have posted an episode in spiritually aligned mindset. And if you didn't already know, and I'm going to let you know. So I created spiritually aligned mindset many, many moons ago. And what I wanted to do with it was allow people to really listen and hear, you know, things that were really important to me and inspiration that I got every day. And so I want to bring it back. I got really inspired today and I'm like, why am I not sharing this? So I'm bringing it back today. So spiritually aligned mindset relaunches today. Hello and welcome. And today we're going to be talking about, why do you even care what they think? So I was wandering around today, and when I do this podcast, you'll know that I do wander around. I kind of go wherever I want. This is my rant and rave. So when I do the spiritually aligned mindset podcast, normally what I would do is I'd be walking around, I'd be recording it on my phone because I was using Anchor at that time. And no, now I'm going to do it through video and I don't even care. So we're going to do it this way. So I will be pacing, walking around, smoking, whatever floats my boat that day, that's what we're going to be doing. So that's today. And welcome to my room because I had to go get some charging stuff. Okay. So why do you even care what they think? So have you ever been asked that question? Like, seriously, have you ever been asked that question? Why do you even care what they think? What emotion does that create when somebody says that to you? Why do you even care what they think? You know, if somebody asked me that question, even years ago, even now, I'd be like, well, because I want people to like me, right? And I might get offended or really just amped up over that question. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can totally get amped up over that question. But here's the thing. We're like built to care what people think because we want to be accepted. We care what people think because we want to be accepted. That's the key to that. It's not about wanting to please everybody. You know, you could be a people pleaser. You could be an introvert and an extrovert. It doesn't really matter. We have this innate, you know, thing inside of us that says we want to be accepted. We want to be loved and we want people to, you know, treat us with respect and we want everybody to like us. Absolutely. We want everybody to like us. We want to be liked. We want to be likable. But then we start getting into our heads. Why do we care what they think? So if somebody doesn't like you, if they say, I'm going to sit on my bed for a minute. What if people are talking smack about you, right? It hurts your feelings. It absolutely hurts your feelings. So we have this innate desire to be liked, to be wanted, to be accepted, to be a part of something bigger. And it's an innate ability, right? And not only that, but we're grown up, right? So I have daughters. I have two daughters and two sons. And so my daughter's 13, my oldest daughter's 13, and my youngest is 8. And I noticed that my oldest daughter and my youngest daughter, they're trying to get into their own kind of sense of style, right? So my oldest daughter is getting into makeup, and I very rarely wear makeup, thinking about starting again, but very rarely wear makeup. And I'm like, I haven't taught her how to do makeup, just really natural, anything like that. So right now it's just like all over, and she looks good, but it's all over. She came up to me one day and she's like, Mom, that she's wearing this makeup. And I'm like, are you seriously going out that way? And then I stopped myself. I had to correct myself. And I'm like, why should she care what people think, right? Why should she care? And we're taught that, right? Are you really wearing that out of the house? You're not wearing that out of the house. You know, our parents, our grandparents, our peers. If somebody doesn't like something that we're wearing or the way that we've got our hair or, you know, anything, anything along those lines, it bothers us. It hurts us, right? And it creates this space of, well, I care what they think and I care their opinion about how I look and all of that. But why do we really care? And again, it's because one, we're conditioned to be that way, right? We're conditioned to be that way by our parents. We're constantly being judged on whether we can color in between the lines, whether we can, you know, whether our hair looks good, whether our teeth look good, whatever, right? We're constantly judged about everything. So we get it into our heads that in order to feel good about ourselves or in order to, you know, feel successful or powerful or liked, we have to be accepted by everybody. And that's not the case. So I started the talk show, Giving You Something to Talk About, or just a live TV. So if you haven't checked that out, check it out already. But also the, you know, spiritually aligned mindset. I come on here. I am totally not pimped out. Like my nails are done. Great. I love having my nails done. I do it for me. My hair is up in a ponytail. I have three of these sweaters. This one's stained. And I'm coming here and I'm showing up and I'm just like, I don't even care. I don't care what you think. Now, do I want to be liked? Absolutely. We all want to be liked, but I don't need your permission. I don't need your acceptance to express who I am. This is what I'm comfortable, right? Like yoga pants and I'm in my slippers and I don't need everybody's permission. Yeah. Do I want people to say, hey, Melissa, you look great. Absolutely. I do, but I don't need it because I'm comfortable. I'm okay in my self-expression. And, you know, I was going to post this on a TikTok a while ago and I hadn't yet is, you know, if they're not feeding, financing, or you, then their opinion doesn't matter. Now, remember, in me saying that, obviously, again, we all want to be accepted. We all want to be loved. It's that innate need or that innate desire. But we need to remember that other people's opinions are just that, their opinions. If somebody doesn't like the way that you're dressing, if somebody doesn't like the way that you speak, I know like my voice was very high-pitched when I was younger, to the point where everybody would comment on it. And I changed the way my voice sounds. Do I like my voice? No, absolutely not. Do I love it? Yes, because it gives me power to speak. But my daughter's going through the same thing where every time she gets animated or excited, her voice or her tone goes higher and higher and higher. And it's really grating on the ears. So I've had to learn how to explain that to her that, you know, we're not trying to say that we don't like your voice or anything like that, but it does hurt when it's really high pitched. So learn how to control it. Right. But again, going through this whole thing, we don't need permission. We don't need acceptance. Do we want it? Do we desire it? Absolutely. But we don't need it. Right. You can take other people's opinions and other people's perspectives and say, hey, you know, I understand. That's awesome. Right. And accept that that's their opinion, accept that that's their point of view, accept that that's their beliefs, but we don't need to internalize that. We get to choose whether we internalize or not internalize somebody else's opinions, comments, thoughts, beliefs, or actions. We get to decide because you innately hold that power within yourself to choose whether or not you care what they think. Let me know what you think. Bye.